Do you wish you could stop using up all your patience and energy in the classroom so that you have some left for your own kids when you get home? Are you sick of coming home to a constant mess and never-ending to-do list that it feels like you're working a second job? Are you ready to turn off your teacher brain at the end of the day so you can transition into mom mode? Welcome to the Teacher Mamas Podcast, where you're going to learn time and stress management strategies and routines so you have the energy to pour back into your family and the things that matter most to you. Hi, I'm Roberta.
And I'm Ashley. We are both wives and teacher mamas with a combined 28 years in education. We've both been that exhausted, overstimulated, and stressed out teacher mom, and we both brought way too much work home, struggled with keeping up on house chores, and did zero things we enjoyed outside of school. We realized that if we were going to live more energetic and balanced lives, we needed to learn different routines and time and stress management strategies. So we created a plan that made teaching, momming, and wiping easier and fun again.
If you're ready to find time for yourself, your family, faith, and home, go grab your favorite drink, a notebook and pen, because we are about to dive in.
Hello, Teacher Mama. Welcome to episode 187. Welcome to the month of May, which in at least my area of the world means springtime, which is super exciting. Today's podcast that I'm recording for you is also for me, and it's something I've been going through. I think this is the time of year. It's springtime. It's also the time of year for us educators where things get a little bit uncertain. There's a lot of uncertainty, maybe some fear about what the future may hold, about what next school year will look like. And sometimes there's also this lack of control where all of a sudden we have no control over what, what I really mean is that it feels like we don't have control over what the next year will look like. And it can just feel a lot. And for those of us who are in a school where we're not tenured, or you have a school that doesn't even have that tenured system, you know, you have this fear of, will I even be asked back? Will I even be here next year? Or will I end up switching schools within the district? Will I end up switching grade levels? Maybe I stay right here, but my team members, are they going to change? And there's just a lot of this that's really outside of our control. There are ways that we can control certain things, but it can feel really overwhelming for sometimes. Some years they're just fine, but other years it's hard. And I found myself in a year that was really hard. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of just feeling like I had no control. And I felt myself starting to really spiral this year. This last couple of weeks really is where I started to spiral, because there were so many possibilities for next year for me, and none of them were really certain. And there were pros and cons to different things, but even beyond those pros and cons, I had to wait. I was in a waiting game. I got to a point where there was literally nothing else I could do that was within my control. I had done the things already that were within my control, trying to figure out next school year. And then I just had to wait. And I am not super patient. So waiting is hard for me. And in that time of waiting, it's where I start worrying about the future. I get, you know, anxious and fearful. And then it really robs me of the moment of the day. And thankfully, I'm so thankful, because this is really the first year where this has happened, that I have had enough personal development under my belt, enough time working on myself, that I actually knew what to do. I recognized pretty quickly that I was in that downward spiral, and recognized that I needed to take a little bit of time to figure out what to do, because I didn't want to continue to feel that way. And it all kind of came to a head one morning as I was journaling. I had sent out the very last email I possibly could that was within my control. And And then it was just waiting. I had a response back right away, but then it was a wait and see response, essentially. So that was hard. And I think a lot of you can relate to that in different varying degrees. And maybe you're better at being patient than I am, and that's wonderful. But also maybe you're in a position where it is really hard to be patient and wait, or maybe you did find out you're switching grade levels and you're just feeling a lot of this worry, maybe even anger, whatever those emotions are, identify those. And I'm going to go through what I did to help myself through this challenging season, because it's just that it is a season. And so let's talk about this. So a few things that I decided. Number one, okay, I recognized that I was in a downward spiral. I recognized that this was happening, and I'm actually pretty proud of myself that I recognized it fairly early on. I didn't let it continue happening for weeks and weeks before I did something about it. And I noticed, like I said, I noticed fairly quickly that I was heading into a dark spot. And I really wanted to also be present because I'm in this spot where I absolutely love what I'm doing this year. It may not be feasible that I can do the exact same thing that I'm doing this year next year. And I knew that I wanted to soak it up while it lasts. This is the last month that I can have Xander with me, my little preschooler, where he can be with me and I'm with him all day and I can work and be fulfilled and also be his mama full time, because next year he's in kindergarten. And no matter how much I want to stay the same, it's not going to, because he's going to school full time next year. So things are changing no matter what. And so I wanted to make sure that I could really soak up this last month of him being in ECFE classes, early childhood classes, and being able to be with him and work and, right? I wanted to be there and soak it up. I didn't want to miss it. And that was really important to me. So how in the world could I just, how could I do that when it felt like it was a Friday that this all kind of came to a head, and I was realizing that I was spending so much time worrying, and I would feel my chest tighten up because I would start to worry about the future, and it was taking me very quickly out of the present moment. So the very first thing I did was decide that during this waiting period, I'm not going to think about next year. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to think about all of the possibilities, because that's what my brain does, is think about every possible scenario and then come up with worst case scenarios and all the things. My brain works on overdrive in these moments. So I made a conscious decision that I'm not going to think about it right now, because there is nothing else I can do. I have to wait. And so it's not worth my energy to think about the future. I just need to focus on now. That was a decision that I made. I also know that patience isn't my strong suit, so it wasn't going to be easy. I couldn't just make the decision and know that my brain was going to listen, because our brains just don't work like that. My brain does not work like that. It was a decision, and I had to keep reminding myself of that decision. And so step number one was making that decision. I'm not going to think about this until the waiting period is over and I can start to make some decisions again. Right now, I'm waiting. I'm not going to worry about the future. I need to trust that everything will work out. Step number one. Okay, which leads me to step number two. So what was I going to do then? Because I know my brain. I know my brain is going to start to work on overdrive, and it's going to tell me things that I don't want right now. It's going to remind me to think about the future. And so what I did was I chose a grounding technique. So when I start to feel my chest tightening up, when my brain starts thinking about the future, I made an active decision to switch gears and do a grounding technique. And so I looked up some different ones that I have done in the past and decided on one that I could very easily remember, which is the 333. So three things you can see. What are three things you can like move in your body or touch, and then three things that you can hear. And so every time that I started to worry about the future, which again, I had decided I didn't want to do, but my brain was still doing it. It was still thinking. My brain thought it was being helpful, but it wasn't. And so every time that I would do that, I would stop and do this 333 grounding. And it could take less than a minute. And that's what I noticed is I had to do this quite a bit, especially the first couple of days that I made this conscious choice, because my brain was so focused on the future that I needed to get grounded into the present moment pretty frequently. And this was a technique that I could do in under a minute. And it didn't really interfere with other things going on. I could very easily just, okay, what are three things I see? Right now I see my laptop, I see my journal, I see my notes, and I see my heating pad. Those are three things, just kind of label the three things. Three things I can move. I'm moving my fingers as I'm moving my mouth as I'm talking, and I am touching my jeans on my knee. Okay, so thinking about those three things that I'm moving or touching, and then three things that I can hear. Well, I hear my voice, I hear the wind outside my window. I have my noise canceling headphones on right now. So right now I can't hear three things, but like if I was in the classroom, you know, I can hear the kids talking. I can hear people walking in the hallway. I could hear the music I'd like to have on the smart board, you know, those types of things, and just actively noticing. And it was just amazing that I would feel that tightness in my chest ease really quickly. And if that quick grounding wasn't enough, then I would just spend more time. So that leads me to number three. So I made the number one, I made the active choice that I'm not going to worry about it. Step two was when I did start to worry about it, I had a solution. I had a grounding technique that I was going to use, the 333. And then step three is really like, okay, if I did that 333 and it just wasn't quite enough, I didn't feel those emotions release enough, then that's when I would do something extra. And maybe all it needed was adding some breath work to it. Maybe I took a couple of deep breaths. Maybe I did a 6, 7, 8 breath where you breathe in for 6 seconds, you hold it for 7 seconds, and you breathe out for 8 seconds. Maybe I did two or three rounds of that. Or maybe I just spent a little bit extra time on each of those three things. So I'm really noticing, like, okay, I see my laptop. Instead of just saying, I see my laptop, I see the laptop. I'm noticing the sticker that says breathe on it. I'm noticing that the keys are lighting up. I'm noticing that it's dirty, you know, and I need to clean the screen, and really spending more time noticing, or like noticing what it felt like to have my hand on my jeans. Like, what does that feel like? It's warm. Is it cold? Is it rough? Is it smooth? Like, just noticing what that feels like and spending more time on that, if that was helpful. And then ultimately the most helpful thing for me is always going on a walk. So if the grounding technique wasn't enough and I had the time and space to be able to move my body, that's what I would do. I would go on a walk if possible, or do a movement activity with the kids in the classroom. And so those are really the three things that I did that really, really helped. And of course, the techniques that helped for me maybe wouldn't help you. Maybe you want something else. I think the point is really, number one, make a choice about how you want to feel. And if you want to focus on being present, or maybe you want to say, I'm only going to worry about this from this time to this time during the day, the rest of the day when I'm here in my classroom or when I'm with my family, I'm not going to think about it. And instead, I'm going to be present. So maybe that's your choice. Whatever it is, make a choice. Make that decision, write it down. What is that decision going to be as you're going through this difficult season? And then number two, what are you going to do when you do start to worry and you need to get present? Is it the 333? Is it a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 technique? Is it just, do all you need? It is a simple deep breath. Is that all you need to get grounded in the moment? Whatever it is, find that grounding activity for you. And, just make that a choice, make that your decision. And then three, come up with those. If that grounding technique isn't enough in a moment, what can you do? What can you add on? And maybe you write out a list of things like that you can control. That was the other thing that I did. I forgot to write it down as I was journaling. Like, the other thing, I start to spiral and I don't feel like I'm in control. And so that was another thought activity that I would do when I started to feel like, oh, I'm not in control. I'm not in control. Be like, okay, what can I control in this moment? What can I control right now? I can control my next thing, my next right move, my next right step moving forward. So I could control doing the grounding activity. I could control how I acted in the classroom. I could control how I behaved with my children, with my peers. Those are things that I could all control. And so it was just taking a moment to say, okay, what can I control right now? I am in control of right now. What can I control right now? And focusing on that. And that really has helped me through. I still have some unknowns, but I feel so much more at ease about not knowing because I know that I am in control of my body right now. And I have really started to trust that everything will work out. It'll all be okay. No matter what happens, I've got my own back. And that's what's important. No matter what happens, I trust myself to figure it out. And I trust you to figure it out for you too. So, Teacher Mama, I hope this episode blessed you. I hope that this helped you. And ultimately, I hope that you aren't in a season of uncertainty. But if you are, just know my thoughts are with you and know that everything will be okay. It'll all turn out and you can control your moment right now. You can control the next thing that you do. You can control this moment. All right, Teacher Mama, we'll see you again on Thursday for another episode of the Teacher Mama's Podcast.
Hey, Teacher Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It lights us up to know this podcast is helping you.
Also, please share this with a friend who might need it today. Okay, time to go spend all that extra time we have with our families. No more stressing out over schoolwork that didn't get done before contract time. We'll meet you back here in a couple of days for another episode.
Bye. Bye.